Welcome to the Tech Name Podcast. I'm your host, Delvin Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech and I bring it to you so you can be informed. If this is your first time here, welcome. Please subscribe from whatever platform you're listening on if you haven't already. If it's not your first time here, thank you for joining me for another one. For the first story of the day, we have Spotify announcing Spotify Hi-Fi. Spotify announced this new tier during their Stream On virtual event. During the event, they said that this tier will offer, and I quote, CD quality, lossless audio format to your device and Spotify Connect enabled speakers, which means fans will be able to experience more depth and clarity while enjoying their favorite tracks, unquote. So think of this as a tier like Tidal, where you can hear higher quality or fidelity music. As you may know, Spotify tops out at 320 kilobits in audio. By offering this tier, they get to satisfy many listeners who have been requesting this feature. They may be finally bringing this feature, but it's not for everyone. Unfortunately, Spotify said it will only be coming out in selected markets. And on top of that, we also don't know the price since it was not announced either. As I mentioned before, Tidal is a service where you already can listen to high resolution audio since its inception. Tidal's Hi-Fi plan is also on the luxury side when it comes to pricing, costing $20 a month. However, with that comes Tidal Masters, which allows you to exceed the high resolution of 96 kHz and 24-bit audio. There's also Amazon, who offers Amazon Music HD for $14.99 or $12.99 for Prime members. So that makes Apple Music the only major service that has not offered a lossless tier for their service. This will definitely pressure Apple into offering a lossless tier, but in Apple fashion, they will take their sweet time. So don't expect anytime soon. For the second story of the day, we will be talking about the new features that Google announced for the upcoming version of Android. Since it will take me an eternity talking about everything they announced, I'll just give you some of the features I think are some significant ones and the ones that I think are cool. So one of the features coming is password checkup. If you have an Android device, you may know that you can save your passwords to your Google account. That way, if you need to log in to that same thing, you can just hit the autofill and make it quicker to log in. This is similar to Apple's keychain for iOS users. The difference is that this feature will let you know when one of the passwords has been previously exposed in like a data leak or something, and it will tell you to change your password. So this is not something special. It's just great that a first party is offering this. Like, for example, I use Remember as my password manager, and it does the same thing where if there's ever been like a data leak or something, they will tell me and I can change my password immediately. Of course, they're not sponsored. I just really like them. So just as to expand that this is something that is not a crazy feature. Something pretty cool that Google is allowing you to do is schedule text messages and send later options. This will work for all Android phones running on Android 7 or later. You can also download messages, which is pretty cool. That's actually a pretty cool feature, almost similar to like email, essentially. So as companies are trying to do more for those who need more accessibility features, Google has updated TalkBack. They have added a screen reader. Other things include a spoken feedback and gestures. And that way you can have the full experience with your device without needing to be looking at your phone as much. And for the blind and low vision communities, they have added more intuitive gestures and a unified menu, a new reading control menu, and more. Google Maps will also be getting dark mode. Android Auto gets shortcuts, wallpapers, and you get to play Jeopardy because everybody's been asking for that. But honestly, that's pretty much almost all of the notable features that is coming for the next big Android update. Not bad. A lot of usable stuff. So all in all, I think it's a good upgrade. Obviously, everything at this point is going to be incremental. There's just not much that they can add where it will just change the experience forever, you know? So not bad. For the third and final story of the day, California gets a massive victory in its net neutrality law. Having federal net neutrality laws dying in 2017, California decided to pass its own net neutrality laws in 2018. However, they haven't been able to enforce it because it immediately got blocked by lawsuits from the Trump Departments of Justice and the telecom industry. Judge John Mendez, who is a judge in California, made the decision. However, he also said that he believes that it should be Congress's job to decide if net neutrality should exist or not. According to The Verge, the DOJ dropped their case last month. And for those who don't know what net neutrality is, it used to be these laws that used to govern ISPs to make sure that everything was equal, there was no discrimination, and they wouldn't be charging differently based on a user or content, website, platform, application, whatever. It essentially was to make sure that everybody had an equal opportunity of the internet, essentially. And that got destroyed in 2017, which means less regulation on ISPs, which means this is a big one for the internet. Hopefully a national law can come back, an actual federal net neutrality law. That's essentially what we need again. So what are your thoughts on this? So there you have it. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or have any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter at @Bain_tech. If you did enjoy the podcast and want to show your support, there's a link in the description that will take you to my support page, and you can choose how much you would like to contribute. All the content is made independently by me, so any contribution is much appreciated. And of course, please review and share with your friends and family who think will enjoy the podcast. Thank you again, stay safe, and have a nice day.